أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم وما للظالمين من نصير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in ayah number 71 of Surah Al-Hajj regarding the polytheist mushrikeen and those who worship other gods and deities besides Allah. Allah says, and they worship other than Allah such objects and such things, such gods, about whom and regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down any authority or any proof. Meaning that absolutely no logical reason, no evidence, no authority, nothing at all that proves their worship of other gods to be something better. It's completely, completely baseless. وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And Allah says they are worshipping things and objects about which they do not even possess knowledge. They do not even know the true nature and reality of the things that they worship. Yet, they worship these things. وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the wrongdoer will not have any helper to help them because they have worshipped things that are completely lifeless, objects that cannot do anything for their own selves, let alone do something for others. So they will be left without any helper. In this world also, they do not enjoy any divine help or assistance, nor in the akhirah will they have any helper to assist them. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the ayat in all its clarity is recited to them, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you notice and you look at the faces of those who have brought kufr and those who have disbelieved, you see disgust on their face. You cannot take it when you recite the verses of the Quran, when you proudly explain the verses of the Quran, and when you live your life by the Quran, and you are dedicated to Quran, and you wish to practically implement Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you can notice and you can see the disgust on their faces. It is something that they cannot tolerate. يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they at times, they want to attack and they want to pounce on those who recite the verses of the Quran. They cannot tolerate it when they listen to the Quran and when they listen to the message of the Quran. قُلْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Shall I inform you of something that's worse than that? You find this to be bad, you find the Quran to be bad, you find the message of the Quran to be something so terrifying and horrific. Shall I tell you something that's worse than that? An-nar, the fire of Jahannam. What about the fire of Jahannam? That is far, far worse. وَعَدَهَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah has promised it to those who have brought kufr. وَبِئْسَ النَّصِيرُ. How evil a place it is. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites for us a beautiful parable comparing those who worship things that cannot benefit them, lifeless objects, and who have taken other gods besides Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares them to a fly, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the things that they worship to something like a fly which cannot do anything. So they are weak, they cannot produce anything. A fly is so weak that it cannot provide any form of help and assistance to anyone. Allah said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ. A parable is being cited. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen attentively to this parable. Listen to this example. What is the example? Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Indeed those who invoke and who call upon other gods other than Allah, لَيَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. They cannot create a single fly. Allah Akbar. With all Allah's wisdom, all the technology, with all the knowledge, with everything, all the resources, all the wealth, collectively, if they come together, they cannot produce, they cannot even bring into existence, create ذُبَابًا, a single fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they all come together with everything that they possess, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give them the best of technology, all the wealth, put them in the best of laboratories, give them the best of sciences, bring them all together, tell them to create a fly. That too they cannot do. وَإِيَسْلُبْهُمُ. So that's how weak they are, those who are worshipping gods other than Allah. This signifies their weakness. وَإِيَسْلُبْهُمُ الْقُبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْتَدُوهُ مِنْ. And if the fly, if a fly snatches from them anything, a crumb, a piece of food, whatever, a particle, if the fly snatches it away from them, لَا يَسْتَنْتَدُوهُ مِنْ. They can never retrieve it. How will it be managed? Think about something as small as a fly. It snatches something away from you, a particle from your food or whatever it may be. Can you retrieve it? Can you retrieve that from something as weak and as small as a fly? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِيَسْلُبْهُمُ الْقُبَابُ شَيْئًا. If a fly snatches something from them, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ. They cannot rescue it. They cannot retrieve it. ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Allah says both are weak. The invoker and the invoked. Both are weak. The seeker and the one who is being sought. So the worshipper, who is worshipping something other than Allah, he is the invoker. He is weak. He cannot do anything to protect the one that he is turning to and invoking. Wal maqlub, and the one who is being invoked, the one who is being worshipped, is weak as well. They cannot provide any form of protection for those worshipping them. Ma qadarullah haqqa qadrih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have not recognized Allah as He ought to be recognized. They have not recognized Allah by His true esteem and by His true position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves. Inna Allah la qawiyyun aziz. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mighty. May Allah grant us peace.